And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly sunny sky. It's 69 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Clarinda Police Department is warning about a COVID-19 test kit scam. Officials say someone is calling people saying that they're with the local public health office, and they'll tell that person that they've been exposed to a positive case of COVID-19. The caller says then the office wants to send a COVID-19 test kit, and all they need is a $50 processing fee. Well, the Clarinda Police Department says public health will never ask for your banking or credit card information, and they wouldn't be charging you for a COVID test to be done regardless. Officials with Mills County Public Health Wednesday said two additional cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the county. The two new cases are persons ranging in age from 18 to 40 who contracted the virus through community spread. As of Wednesday, there are 61 total confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in Mills County, with 34 persons having recovered and 2,361 residents tested for a positivity rate of 2.6%. Mills County Public Health encourages everyone to wear a cloth face cover when you are in public. Montgomery County Public Health and Emergency Management officials Wednesday said that there are four additional COVID-19 cases confirmed in Montgomery County residents. The latest cases bring the county's total to 25. The four most recent cases contracted the virus through community spread and close contact with a previously reported positive case. One case is a person 18 to 40 years of age. The others are persons 61 to 80, all of whom are isolating at home. So far, 1,032 persons have been tested for COVID-19 in Montgomery County. Officials of the Iowa State Patrol have released information about a fatal semi versus pedestrian accident that took place in Pottawatomie County on July 16th. According to the report, a 2007 International semi driven by 27-year-old Ian Russell Erickson of Defiance was traveling east on Interstate 80 at around 5:18 p.m. when the truck struck a man on the side of the road near a disabled vehicle. 39-year-old Georgie Goncharov of Brooklyn, New York, died at the scene of the accident near mile marker 24. An investigation determined the semi left the lane to the right before striking Goncharov, who leaves behind a wife and two children. The accident remains under investigation. The Madison County Sheriff's Office Wednesday evening released the identity of a man who was found laying in the roadway in rural Madison County Tuesday afternoon. He was identified as 39-year-old Jonathan Michael Hoffman of Des Moines. Authorities say Hoffman died from gunshot wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. The Iowa DCI is assisting Madison County Sheriff's deputies in an investigation into Hoffman's death. They ask if you have any information or were on the Maxburg Road between 2 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 21st, or may have seen something in that area, contact the Madison County Sheriff's Office at 515-462-3575, extension 8. A collision between a car and a cow Tuesday night in Mills County caused extensive damage to a 2015 Chevy, but no one was hurt. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 34-year-old Melinda Smiths of Red Oak was traveling east on Highway 34 at around 11:20 p.m. when a cow walked out of the median. Smiths was unable to react in time before striking the animal. Following the collision, her vehicle slid off the road and came to rest in the south ditch. Authorities say a patrol car with its emergency lights activated was in the median with the cow, trying to prevent the animal from walking out of the highway when it walked in front of Smith's Chevy. The owner of the cow was located and advised three cows had escaped earlier in the evening, but at the time were unable to be located. The two additional cows were found and contained. A man has died after becoming trapped in a grain bin in northwest Iowa. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office and deputies and other first responders were called Tuesday morning to a grain bin about 5 miles east of Lamar's. They were told a 65-year-old man had been loosening stuck corn when he became trapped. Even though there were safety measures in place, the man had sank into the corn when the crust broke. He had died by the time his body was recovered about an hour after rescuers arrived. The man's name has not yet been released. An Iowa DOT worker was killed in northwest Iowa Tuesday morning in an accident on Highway 18 near Boyden. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office reports 64-year-old Lynn Roeder of Ashton was standing in the westbound lane with a traffic sign signaling for westbound traffic to stop for slow ahead, for the road construction area when he was hit by a 2017 Chevy Equinox driven by 94-year-old William Plantage of Sheldon, who was driving westbound. Plantage struck Roeder on the highway. Roeder was transported by the Boyden ambulance to Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead as a result of his injuries. Plantage's vehicle sustained about $4,000 in the accident. Sioux County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Boyden ambulance and the Iowa State Patrol. The accident remains under investigation. In other news, the Atlantic Food Pantry is expanding its operations and seeking additional volunteers. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig said the Atlantic Food Pantry plans to expand operations to start delivering food to people. in Atlantic that had been identified by Cass County COVID-19 Mobile Food for All as not having transportation or living within walking distance of the pantry. However, in order to provide that important service to the community, the Atlantic Food Pantry needs volunteers who can commit to delivering food. The Atlantic Food Pantry seeks committed volunteers to assist with sacking and food delivery every Tuesday morning from 9 a.m. to noon. Volunteers will help prepare bags of food and then deliver food to households in the Atlantic area. They'll also be asked to use their own vehicles to deliver that food. For more information on local food, farmers markets, and food access, you can follow the Cass County Local Food Policy Council's Facebook page at Cass County Local Food. Two housing projects in southwest Iowa are among 19 from across the state to be awarded a share of nearly $10 million in Iowa Economic Development Authority funds for workforce housing tax incentive projects. Among them is the Clarinda Housing Program for four single-family attached owner-occupied homes. That project was awarded $142,800 for funding year 2021. And the Denison Housing Project Phase 1B and Phase 1C project also awarded money for their four single-family attached owner-occupied homes. That award amount was $129,004. The IDEA's Workforce Housing Tax Credit Program provides tax benefits to developers to provide housing in Iowa communities, focusing especially on those projects using abandoned, empty, or dilapidated properties. Well, four Native American-owned casinos in Iowa are temporarily smoke-free. The Winnevegas Casino Resort in Sloan has had the no-smoking policy in place since reopening in mid-June with restrictions, which include requiring face masks for all employees and customers. Casino Marketing Director Michael Moshad said those rules will be in place indefinitely due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He says, "We don't have a crystal ball and we can't tell you what the future holds." Moshad says that what we do see is an increase in the amount of testing and positive cases around the county. Around the country, that is. And he says they want to make sure they're taking care of guests and employees. With masks required, Mashad said staff felt it would be insufficient if they still allowed people to smoke. People can still smoke outside of the property. Larry Wright Jr. is chairman of the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska, which owns the Prairie Flower Casino in Carter Lake. He says temporarily banning indoor smoking was one of the policies staff put in place to ensure people's health and safety. Plus, he said they wanted all visitors and staff to wear masks. And he said the way we looked at it, it would have been very difficult to enforce a 100% mask requirement when you have people in the casino smoking. The American Lung Association in Iowa is applauding the four casinos and encourages them to permanently adopt a smoke-free policy. Krista Hamilton, the association's advocacy director, says it's a win-win situation. Iowa's Smoke-Free Air Act passed in 2008 and protects more than 3 million Iowans from secondhand smoke. Unfortunately, Hamilton says the 19 commercial casinos in Iowa are exempt from the law, so their workers and customers are without protection from those dangerous chemicals. Casino owners have long claimed they'd lose business if they banned smoking, but Hamilton says the opposite may in fact be true. She says, "We haven't really seen a decline in businesses in states that do have smoke-free casino policies. For bars and restaurants as well, owners were afraid that people would go to bars and restaurants less because they were smoke-free, and that isn't the case." The Blackbird Bend Casino in Ottawa and Meskwaki Bingo Casino in Tama are also now smoke-free. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.